as we look out on the summer rain. Will you remember of this day gone by as you grow older in your plan? What goes through your mind? Sign for common ground where we can share the things that fill our time. It's simpler than I thought. Your smile unties the knot. There is no time like now to learn the lessons we forgot. Us into tomorrow's day. The people on the shore, they wave us on our way as we wind our way back home. The journey that you follow.
Jorma Kaukinen here at the Saturday Light Brigade with Simpler Than I Thought, a nice way to close out today's program. Greg Brown did the poet game. And thank you to all of our guests today. Can you hear I'm looking for a piece of paper? They're not all in my head. I wish they could be. Distelfink certainly is. And the Pittsburgh Youth Climate Action Summit Tears are as well. Hannah, Claire, Felicia, and Matilda. Jacob Lambert from the Gardner Winter Music Festival in Morgantown, West Virginia. We appreciate your being with us too today. Director Virginia, we appreciate your being with us too today. Director is Chad Green, who did a great job today. Also on our technical team, Ellis Dorham, Director of Operations, is Robert Gray, Director of Programs, is Deanna Beringer. Joseph Kukula manages the Youth Media Center. Our education team includes Alexa Bosick, Grace Anderson, Ben Rutkowski.
Streets especially could be slippy. a flood watch out for the entire listening area until, let me see, what time? Sunday evening. We've had a lot of rain and snow moving through the area. 34 degrees right now. We'll check your full-time forecast in just about 20 minutes.
Hey, now, look alive! And everything lights up, and it makes you want to shout. Talk about happiness, that's what we're talking about. Turn on.
Radio 9, and this is Sam Cooke on a Valentine's Day weekend. Thanks so much for tuning in to Radio 9. I thought this song was called Coo Coo Coo, but it's not. It's called Romeo and Juliet. And these are the Reflections.
Finding a job tomorrow morning. Got a little something I want to do. Gonna buy something I can ride in. I take my girl, take nothing at the drive-in. All those gonna be written down in history. Just like Romeo and Juliet. I'm gonna buy her pretty presents, just like the one that I get along. I'm gonna show how much I love her. I'll let her know one way or the other. All love's gonna be written down in history, just like Romeo and Juliet.
And this is Roger Miller. From a razzle dazzle to a do wackadoo on Radio 9.
I hear tell you're doing well. Good things have come to you. I wish I had your happiness. And you had a do wackadoo, 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 wackadoo. They tell me you're running free. Your days are never blue. I wish I had your good luck charm and you had a do wackadoo, 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 wackadoo. Yeah, I see you going down the street in your big Cadillac. You got girls in the front and got girls in the back. Yeah, way in the back. You got money in a sack. Both hands on the wheel and your shoulders right back. Rip it, beep, 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 boo, ba. I hear tell you're doing well. Good things have come to you. I wish I had your happiness. And you had a do, I could 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 do. Boo, 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 boo. Cadillac, you got girls in the front and got girls in the back, you got way in the back, you got the money in the sack, both hands on the wheel and your shoulders right back. Rip it, rip it, rip it, booba, I hear tell you're doing well, good things have come to you. I wish I had your good luck charm and you had a do, I could 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 do, da do, da da ba.
Jay Thurber, does it by request?
Little Caesar in Mount Lebanon called 412-385-7450. He wants to hear Phil and Don, the Everly Brothers. You say him, we play him on the Big 900. Also taking your requests on Facebook, Mastodon, and Blue Sky at Jay Thurber Show.
I bless the day.
Radio 9 with Jay Thurber. Those are the Everly Brothers by request. Here's a Joni Summers from, I believe, 1962, I think. I'll have to look that one up. Instead, let's just listen to Johnny Get Angry on Radio 9.
Johnny, I said we were through just to see what you would do. You stood there. Give me the biggest lecture.
Bernie Summers, Johnny Get Angry. There are protests going and people are upset. You know, Elon Musk right now is basically, I don't know, is he the president or the vice president? I don't know what he is, but he's running Doge. I had to explain to somebody several times now what Doge, why it's called Doge, and it gets dumber every time I explain it. But anyways, there are protests going on in front of Tesla dealerships all over the country, and there were a couple of reports at some of these protests. Police were called out because the Teslas exploded and bursted into flames, and people thought it was terrorism, and a Tesla spokesperson said, no, they're just Teslas being Teslas.
That was the biggest load of crap I've ever heard.
Jay Thurber. More music now.
This is Chuck Berry with County Line here on Radio 9. W-R-A-A. 12:25 chime time. New music from Autumn Kings coming up right after we take care of a couple of brief messages. Also check your full-time Radio 9 weather forecast. JFCS Pittsburgh is a leader in providing innovative and effective social services solutions to people facing problems in all walks of life. Services are provided and referrals are made without regard to race, color, religion, ancestry, national origin, place of birth, gender, sexual orientation, familial status, age, handicap, or disability. So when you need a helper, they are there. Their phone rings from dawn to dusk with people who are looking for help, whether they lost their job, need food, are newcomers in the United States, or are reaching out for counseling. If someone says, I need help, JFCS steps up and helps them. Learn more. Go to jfcspgh.org. That's jfcspgh.org. Or give them a call at 412-422-7200. But now be a good time. Why don't you wait until Monday morning? Jewish Family and Community Services. Coming up at 3 o'clock over most of these same frequented frequencies, it's Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy with Eric O'Brien. Eric brings you all of those soft vocal and instrumental favorites from the past, from the 60s, 70s, and 80s. With occasional moments of silliness, it's a good time to unwind, especially on a rainy, gloomy kind of day like we have out there today. That's Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy coming up at 3 o'clock right here on Freeform Radio from Carnegie Mellon University, 88.3 WRCT, and Tube City Online in McKeesport. Next weekend, WRCT will be celebrating Massive Music Weekend. They'll sell you the whole seat, but you'll only need The Edge, 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 Edge. So we will not be on 88.3 next week. We will only be on the internet at Tube City Online Radio. So you're going to want to put batteries in your internet or wind it up or get extra kerosene for it. However you get your internet. If you want to listen to Radio 9 next week, we'll only be on Tube City Online Radio, which you can find by saying, Alexa, play Tube City Online Radio. And hopefully everybody's Alexa just did that right now. Siri, play Tube City Online Radio. That'll work. Or you could just Google it. Hey, Google, play Tube City Online Radio. I don't know if this is working in anyone's house or not. Hey, Google, send Jay Thurber $400. Anyways, that's me next week's show. That is February 22nd. We will only be on the internet at Tube City Online Radio, so we hope that you... I'm thinking about doing an all... The last time we had Massive Music Weekend, I did an all 1950s show, like all pre-Beatles stuff. I might do that again, because that was kind of fun, because I get to dig into some of the pop music, the Perry Como... Patty Page, that kind of stuff that I wouldn't normally play on a Saturday afternoon. So maybe we'll do that. What do you think about that? All 50s show next Saturday, but only on the internet. And if you want to listen to Massive Music Weekend, and I hope you will, that'll be going on all weekend long on 88.3.
Is the sun gonna shine or will it rain?
Yep.
What's the weather gonna be this wonderful weekend with your radio?
Rain likely. We're looking up to a half inch of rain this afternoon, and that comes on top of 2 to 3 inches of snow that we had this morning in parts of the area. High of 44 degrees. Rain overnight, temperature falling to 40 and then rising up to around 48. So you may want to get up and watch that and plot that on your little thermometer chart. Sunday, rain showers, 54 for your high with a low of 34 in the afternoon. Could be windy at times, so the temperature is going to drop throughout the day on Sunday with a cold front coming through. Sunday night, snow showers, low of 21. President's Day is Monday, mostly cloudy, high near 27. And then on Tuesday, partly sunny with a high near 24. There also is a flood watch out for the entire Radio 9 listening area due to excessive rainfall and snow runoff. We are looking at flooding concerns Saturday into Sunday, especially in low-lying areas. 1 to 2 inches of rain are possible. 32 right now in Washington County, 34 in Butler. It's 36 in Beaver County. 34 outside our weather window here in downtown McKeesport and street level at the corner of Forbes and Morwood in Oakland. 35 degrees at WRCT. With new music from Autumn Kings.
Get in the water. I'm going harder. Everyone's talking today.
Facebook, Mastodon, and Blue Sky at Jay Thurber Show. Broadcasting from the Tube City Center for Business and Innovation in downtown McKeesport, this is Radio 9 on 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio. Also on Facebook, Mastodon, and Blue Sky at Jay Thurber Show. These are the toys. 12:38, much more music time. 34 degrees with some light rain falling. We'll check your forecast in just about 15 minutes.
Above. my problems, I tell you. I gotta get my ratings up.
That's not all you gotta get up.
Goodbye to you, my trusted friend. We've known each other since we were 9 or 10. Together we've climbed hills and trees, learned of love and ABC, skinned our hearts and skinned our knees. Goodbye, my friend, it's hard to die when all the birds are singing in the sky. Now that the spring is in the air, pretty girls are everywhere. Think of me and I'll be there. We had joy, we had fun, we had seasons. Pray for me. I was the black sheep of the family. You tried to teach me right from wrong. Too much wine and too much song. Wonder how I got along. Goodbye, Papa, it's hard to die.
McCandless called 412-385-7450. He wants to hear the Beatles. You say them, we play them on the Big 900. Coming down your street in high fidelity. you have to say about that one, Ralph the dog?
Woof.
Ralph the dog here with me today. Ralph, you like this one?
Woof.
Hey, Ralph, I heard you're a talking dog.
Woof.
Yeah? Who's your favorite all-time baseball player?
Roof.
Yeah? What do they have on top of a house?
Roof.
Mm-hmm. What do they call sandpaper?
Roof.
I can tell you're a talking dog. It's pretty good. Can you say anything else?
Say Smokey Robinson on Radio 9.
Update on the news coming up right after this.
Hey, new guy, Shovel, right?
Yeah, Rake, and I'm not exactly new. I've seen some action.
Yeah, what's your story?
Hey, my last gig, I nearly got electrocuted, almost drowned. That guy never called 811 to see if it was safe to dig.
Our guy calls every time he digs.
It's quick and easy. Any tool can do it. Calling 811 gets your underground utility lines marked for free. It makes every project safer for everyone.
Hey, safe digging is no accident. Always call 811 before you dig.
I assume you saw, I don't know, would you call it a press conference what happened a couple of days ago? We had Elon Skippin' Dipstick and Kaiser Von Donald the First, and they were in the Oval Office, and I don't know how to explain it except if you were ever stoned freshman year sitting on the floor of your dorm listening to like an upperclassman, you know, about three tokes in, explaining like the theory of relativity to you and how it relates to Star Trek. That's pretty much the same vibe I got off of it.
Hey, man, did you ever like look at your hand? Like, wow, man.
But anyways, what everybody was focused on was the fact that Elon brought his adorable little son with him, who's like, I think, 4 years old. His name, of course, is XAEX-12. Luckily, Elon Musk is the richest man in the world because he can be paying for a lot of therapy for these kids. Anyways, what everybody's focused on is that Elon brought his adorable little 4-year-old son with him, who told the president of the United States, quote, "You need to shush your mouth." And also, let me see if I have the quote here. I want you to shush your mouth. And I think he told him, "I need you to get up and leave. You're not the president. You need to leave." Oh, here. "You're not the president. You need to go away," is what Elon's son X. Or maybe it's pronounced 10. Maybe it's a Roman numeral. I don't know. Anyways, little X told the president of the United States. And one observer called it the most powerless image of a president of the United States ever created by a camera. In honor of this historic moment, think of nothing better than Weird Al Yankovic sending this out to Elon Musk's little boy X. Little boy X, come bigger your nose. Pick us a winner, little boy X. Dig deep.
Got a boogie. Got a boogie. Finger and I can't shake it off. Well, I went out to a party just the other night. I was jamming to the music. I was feeling all right. I was burning up the floor like a dipsomaniac when my woman said,
"Baby, why's your hand behind your back?"
Got a boogie.
On the show that puts the boogie in your butt every Saturday afternoon.
Jay Thurber.
The Pulse of Pittsburgh Radio.
I can dig it. We can dig it. Elon's little boy can dig it. It's the Friends of Distinction on Radio 9.
It sure is Melvin Grace in the grass.
team at this hour playing the University of Miami at the half, Pitt leading 32-30. Carnegie Mellon Tartans split two games with Chicago. The men's team lost 82-68, and the women's team won 60-57. Good luck to Steel Valley High School. They will be participating in the Freezing for a Reason Cool School Plunge. That's coming up Friday at Acrisure Stadium. If you'd like to donate to Special Olympics on behalf of Steel Valley High School, you can go to specialolympicspa.gov. Looking for rain in the forecast, possibly some flash flooding, so be aware of that. Could pick up another half inch of rain here this afternoon. High this afternoon of 44 degrees. Overnight, going to be warming up, and then temperatures are rapidly falling tomorrow. Looking for overnight low of 40 degrees tomorrow, 54 when you wake up, then dropping to 34 in the afternoon. More rain mixed with snow on Sunday. Washington's birthday, President's Day, Monday, blowing snow, mostly cloudy, windy, high near 27, and then on Tuesday, looking for partly sunny skies and a high of 24. Right now, it is 34 in downtown McKeesport. Street level at the corner of Forbes and Morwood in Oakland at WRCT Pittsburgh. It's 37. I'm Jay Thurber. The news is coming up next. You're tuned to Radio 9 on 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. More music on the other side. It's 1 o'clock.
Washington, I'm Ben Chihaya. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has met with America's Vice President J.D. Vance and Secretary of State Marco Rubio at the Munich Security Conference. Caroline Malone has the latest.
We will bring the war to a responsible close, said U.S. Vice President J.D. Vance following meetings with the Ukrainians in Germany. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky said they'd had a good meeting, but neither side gave away any sign of an agreement, rather suggesting more talks are needed to make any progress on a Russia-Ukraine peace plan. It follows U.S. President Donald Trump holding a phone call with Russian President Vladimir Putin earlier this week without involving Ukraine. Then after that, a phone call with Zelensky, after which the leader said he'd urged Trump not to make any decisions about Ukraine without Ukraine.
Earlier at the summit on Friday, Vice President Vance lambasted his European counterparts for what he claims is a retreat of values like free speech or democracy. The public scolding of allies included little details of how the United States would help end the war in Ukraine 3 years on from Russia's invasion. Instead, he focused on culture wars and took aim at what he feels is the threat from within in Europe, chastising immigration policies on the continent.
While the Trump administration is very concerned with European security and believes that we can come to a reasonable settlement between Russia and Ukraine, and we also believe that it's important in the coming years for Europe to step up in a big way to provide for its own defense, the threat that I worry the most about vis-a-vis Europe is not Russia, it's not China, it's not any other external actor. And what I worry about is the threat from within. The retreat of Europe from some of its most fundamental values, values shared with the United States of America.
J.D. Vance also intervened in Germany's domestic politics just a week out from the country's general election. His remarks were met with a stunned reaction and were condemned by the German defense minister as, quote, unacceptable. Meanwhile, in Ukraine, a Russian drone hit a shelter protecting Chernobyl's damaged nuclear reactor, causing a fire at the site of the world's worst nuclear disaster. Elsewhere, Hamas says it will release three more now named Israeli hostages on Saturday in exchange for Palestinian prisoners as part of the Gaza ceasefire deal. Giles Gibson is in Tel Aviv.
Since the last hostages and Palestinian prisoners were released just under a week ago, the structural integrity of the ceasefire deal has been pushed to its limits. On Monday, Hamas announced it was pausing hostage releases indefinitely, accusing Israel of violating the terms of the agreement. Israel then threatened to end the ceasefire entirely, putting its military on high alert.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN.
Urban Street Beat. Starring Richard Long.
In New Orleans.
Andrew Duggan.
This is the blues.
With Arlene Howell and
Jay Thurber.
Produced by Warner Brothers.
I'll saw you all in half.
And then he grabbed her.
And then
he tied her up.
And then
he turned on the bus.
Oh.